This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
We are Dukes and Bell. Glad to have you listening on a Tuesday. We're going to talk about everything going on around the National Football League. We're still wondering and scratching our heads whether or not the Falcons will do something. If I was to tell you right now that they will, I do not think it will be significant because I don't feel like they feel like that is what they need. There are some guys that just need to play better, including Matthew Judon, who I challenged yesterday and said, step your game up.
Right.
You were brought here for a reason. That reason is to get to the quarterback. We haven't done enough of that. I am not solely putting that effort on him, but I do think he is a game changer and can play that role. And we just haven't seen enough of it through the first 7 weeks of the season, Mike. You know, everybody said, oh, it'll take a few weeks to get acclimated, blah, blah, blah. Okay, now we're going back to summer. We're past that. The guys, it's about to be November, right? So we gotta start saying the expectation for certain guys. Look, there are guys on this team, Jesse Bates, I ain't saying nothing. Grady Jarrett, I'm quiet. There are other guys on this team, Matthew Judon, who, Mike, we got to push and prod a little bit.
Right.
We did this with Kyle Pitts. Guess what? Kyle Pitts is balling out right now. And you can tell me that, hey, they weren't looking for him or he wasn't doing his job. I don't care what they're doing. He's being a part of this thing the way we expected him to. Some guys are going to have to step up if we're going to take this thing to the next level.
And, you know, you and I talked about a guy that I'm not sure how. Again, we'll try to get this from Coach Ra when we're up there exclusively at Flowery Branch tomorrow, Dukes and Bell. But, you know, the Jimmy-like system, there are some Dan Quinn-like tendencies, right? Would you agree in some of those things, how it's approached? One of the weird things that happened in the game, you had him, I think it was Rashad White, you had Judon have to roll out and cover the running back. Actually did a nice job doing that. Not exactly, I think, what most fans want to see, but that's one of the nuances of the defense, and he pulled it off. Caden Ellis, I thought this guy would be a guy who would get, you know, 8, 9, 10 sacks with this Falcon team. He had 7 his last year with the Saints. So, you know, we've just got to find a way to manufacture it. I know the blitz thing, a couple of guys hit us up. Some good stuff we're getting on Twitter today.
Yeah.
We don't say X. Put them up. C-Dukes, I'm Mike Bell, ATL. A lot of guys are saying that, look, we come up with the blitz. We're blitzing, I think, 24% of the time on third down.
Not a lot.
So, well, again, we'll look at the numbers. But we do have some guys that we thought, at least in their experience, can get to the quarterback. It's just, is it the defensive scheme? And every time Jimmy Lake's in front of a microphone, he says that, look, we're getting there and they're doing the things they want to do and he's not sweating the small details and he's not going to get caught up in the numbers. As we said, we're not hitting you over the head with some abstract number like, got to be 35 or 40. But it is interesting, Carl, the last time this team was any good on defense, we had middle-of-the-road numbers. Those were 34 and 39 sacks in 16 and 17.
Again, when did they come? If you did a breakdown of when those sacks happened, right, and how important they were in that moment, whether it was a third down, third and short, third and long, fourth down, going forward, like second down turned into third and long, we got a sack. Those are the things that timeliness matters, and that is the most important thing to me. But we're not even getting that right now. Right. It's one thing to say, hey, we need a number. It's another thing to say, you know what, can we get off the field on third downs and make something happen by getting these sacks?
But it's interesting. Remember, like, the playoffs in 2016, take you back to 2016-17, we would send Brian Poole on those corner blitzes. Right? Remember, there was one member. Was it Aaron Rodgers? Or was it Russell Wilson in the Seattle game? Either way. But those were the ways we would get there. Vic Beasley, of course, you know, 15 and a half. But you had some dogs in the middle. Grady had 3. Adrian Claiborne. Dwight Freeney was here. And Freeney didn't blow people away. He had 3 sacks. But you always had the feeling that he was drawing doubles or at least getting coverage so the other guys could pop. You know, hell, even Rashid Hageman had 2 sacks that year.
Yeah, that's true. And we all wondered how good he was going to be. Hey, man, a lot more to get to here on the show today. Also, Wes
Drew Ham.
Wes Durham, the voice of our Atlanta Falcons, is on the way in less than 20 minutes. Stay right there. Right now, let's get to an NFL Blitz. See, I fooled you right there. Hey, the Colts are benching Anthony Richardson for Joe Flacco. Old-ass Joe Flacco, Mike, still getting it done in the NFL.
Anthony Richardson, coach, mind if I just tap out for a minute and get some orange peel slices? Because it is so hot in here. Is it just me? Look, it's you know, you live long enough, you'll hear something you never thought you'd hear in the world of sports. A young quarterback trying to learn his way in the NFL saying, I'm really gassed. So... Coach is like, okay. Now, look, I get it. He's young. He's inexperienced. And I know because we have so many jock sniffers out there, Carl, it'll say, even though you're not from Indianapolis or have even met or could give a flip about Anthony Richardson, heaven forbid we criticize someone. Everyone on the planet who follows football is saying this is not how it works. And if you don't understand that, then I don't know, clear out your headgear.
Get your head straight.
I mean, you just can't do this, especially that you. What do those guys in that locker room think right now about this young man?
Well, he needs some wind. he needs some extra sprint.
Coach, I know it's 3rd and 1. I need a blow.
By the way, the Colts maintain that Richardson is still the franchise quarterback. I do believe that. Listen, right. This is not the future of Flacco. They are calling this a growth opportunity. Unlike the situation in Carolina, where I think that's done,
right.
This isn't. Physically, he is talented. He does have to grow into the job, but he's also got to mature. Mike, he's 22.
Right.
So, this is again, when he was drafted, he was 20 years old, and you were asking him to start immediately and be your franchise quarterback.
But he had about as many starts as Trey Lance.
That's the issue.
And that was some of the things, that was one of the things that came up. People said, look, you know, and I think, you know, certainly Billy Napier's like, you really need to stay here to save my job. And he probably could have used another year the same way that, who was it? Wasn't it Pete Carroll?
They got
Matt Leiner. Thought Matt Leiner didn't need to go. Or was
well,
that it was Mark Sanchez?
Mark Sanchez. Yeah.
But the Jets had such a great defense; they actually made that great playoff run with
him. Yeah, Flacco's 39, and I make fun of him, but he just don't give a damn. He'll throw it down the field. He'll make the necessary throws, and he knows what he's doing. We'll see how it impacts the Colts. Meanwhile, Panthers reportedly trading wide receiver Deontay Johnson to the Ravens. Mm-hmm. This to me signals because they already didn't have anybody to throw the ball to. They are totally Mike. Trying to get the number one overall pick.
Yeah, and is that right now, is that in your mind, is that Shedeur Sanders?
Oh, good call.
You know, because you could argue there's two guys on Colorado right now that would look pretty good in the NFL, but what you got to have a franchise quarterback.
You got to have a quarterback. Yeah, listen, Shedeur may end up going higher than Hunter, but Hunter may have a bigger impact in the NFL because of all the things he's able to do.
And what NFL coach is going to allow Travis Hunter to – I mean, he's such a tremendous talent. How do you not allow him to have a couple of snaps at wide receiver every game, right, along with what he's going to be doing in his corner?
Let me ask you this while you said that about Carolina. If you're prime time, do you even let – Shedeur go to Carolina? Mike, it's a blank show.
Yes, you got the worst owner in the NFL. Do you take a page out of John Elway's book?
I'm not letting him go.
John Elway said, I'm not going to the worst organization in the NFL. But at that time, it was the Baltimore Colts. Later, the Indianapolis Colts with the old man's name?
Rooney.
No, that's the Steelers. Colts ownership. Right now, somebody's screaming in his car right now. Irsay's.
Irsay's a hot
mess right now, but his dad was a bigger hot mess back in the 80s. Frank Cush was the coach, was an absolute clown that John Elway's dad despised. And that's how they were able to put that together. The Mannings with the Chargers.
Yeah,
because of the Spanos family.
Listen, if you don't think Deion has that in him, y'all are not paying attention. He is not going to let Shedeur, and it's just, this is, by the way, this is something we'll talk about in this week. He's not going to let Shedeur go to the Carolina Panthers. I'm telling you right now. Like, even if they have
And could you blame
play.
Him?
No.
If you knew you could create the kind of juice that they're able to generate?
No.
And leverage?
No. I'll tell you where he would let him go. New York Giants. Daniel Jones doesn't have any guaranteed money left. You talk about a perfect situation for Shedeur Sanders to step into. Like,
how about the Raiders? I know that management's a mess.
But to your point about who's the number one quarterback on the board.
Right off the top of my head, the worst owners in the league, I would say Tepper, Haslam, Mark Davis.
Yeah.
Right off the top of my head.
And a bad haircut. Hey, man, while we're talking about what's going on, Stephon Diggs is out for the season. We got news as the show started today. Texans wide receiver, former Bills wide receiver, torn ACL. It was, by the way, a non-contact play against the Colts that it happened. The Texans won that game on Sunday, for those who missed it, 23-20. But they acquired him in the offseason. Mike, he was playing for another bag. He's only 30. Four-time Pro Bowler. Has had at least 1,000 yards receiving in each of his past 6 seasons. And to be quite honest with you, he was well on his way this year. Five 496. So basically 500 yards already halfway through the season. He was going to probably get to 1,000 yards again.
Huh. That's interesting. So DeAndre Hopkins, speaking of guys that we thought would get to 1,000, the big fella, Andy Reid.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Saying that he did a nice job in the run game. They always got a pass, obviously, had a run block for the Chiefs. Did a nice job in the pass game, had the big third down catch. But you said you're going to, again, you're going to not spoon feed him, but they're going to give him a lot more. So expect big things from DeAndre Hopkins, Carl, this next week moving forward with the Chiefs.
Well, it's only a matter of time. And then once Mahomes starts looking for him, right, everything else is going
to
open up.
Not to mention the Raiders always play them tough.
No, they do. For some teams, Mike, just have your number. Like, these are the games you can expect. Hey, this hour is brought to you by our friends at All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors. West Durham is on the way. No setbacks for the 49ers' Christian McCaffrey. Apparently, Mike, he's still on track to practice next week. Remember, it's their bye week, which means he would come back after the bye, but it all depends on how things go. I feel like if they have any shot of getting back deep into the playoffs, they got to get McCaffrey back. If they don't, with no Ayuk and no McCaffrey for even a few more weeks, Mike, I think it's going to be very tough for the 49ers to ultimately get to where they want to go.
That division, everybody's alive in it right now. In the division, the Cardinals are 2-0, but the 49ers, Seahawks, and the Rams. So, I mean, it's still kind of a toss-up. You look, though, you got to win the division because it seems like everybody in the playoffs is going to come from the NFC North.
No, that's true. No, I totally agree. Hey, man, NFL Blitz again brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. This is a sidebar, and it's not really anything that's going on the field, but it's NFL news because of who Tom Brady is. Did you hear about Giselle?
Yeah. So let me get this straight. You're dating your jiu-jitsu instructor?
Yeah.
Third child for Giselle, first with the jiu-jitsu instructor, but Brady, you know, some would say it all started when he decided to come out of mini retirement and go back to that Bucks for that, you know, that hapless season, which ended in a playoff loss. You know,
Mike, I mean, can I say something?
Say it.
That didn't take long.
No,
I'm just saying. Giselle literally's like, I'm out.
Right.
Then we find out pretty quickly she's dating. What's the dude's name? Oh, Joaquin.
I am Joaquin, your jiu-jitsu instructor.
She's dating Joaquin, and then all of a sudden, like less than a year, she's pregnant?
I told Chris this yesterday. That was like the first dude she was with after Brady.
Yes.
She's 44.
And by the way, that was it.
Made a decision to have this. She's 44.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
That's true. Yeah.
I mean, listen,
and congratulations. How do you think Tom feels?
Well, I mean, Tom technically got her after DiCaprio had dated her, so, I mean, maybe he's turned the page.
Yeah, I mean, listen.
But it's the mother of your children going out with this. I mean, this young dude that, you know, you and I always say, never let your wife have a hot personal trainer, yeah. male or female.
What was he again? What kind of trainer is he?
Jiu-jitsu, right?
So she was training in I can't even say it. Jiu-jitsu? Jiu-jitsu?
Is it right? Jiu-jitsu, right?
It was
right?
Jiu-jitsu.
She was training in jiu-jitsu?
She was training all right.
Get it through your head. Jiu-jitsu. Yes. She began training for Brazilian jiu-jitsu in December of 21.
What kind of training does that entail?
A lot of grappling.
Some tumbling.
Tumbling.
Let me show you how.
Let me show you. Let me grab your leg and show you how we make this move. Now give me your other leg.
Some contorting, if you will, Carl. Yes.
Now again.
Now you see how I'm bent over.
Carl, didn't you all follow Royce Gracie, the master of Brazilian jiu-jitsu?
I understand yoga yeah. instructor, Mike.
I didn't know jiu-jitsu was foreplay, though.
That's my point.
Yeah.
Really? All Ladies, right. am I missing out on something here? Should I be learning jiu-jitsu?
I guess you go to a bar, you meet a lady. Hey, you want to take a couple of tumbles?
All right.
Couple of falls.
Congratulations, Giselle. That didn't take long. Mm. Hey, coming up, Wes Durham's going to join us. We're going to talk about our Falcons and more next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. By the way, apparently, we were talking about Tom Brady and Giselle
right.
being pregnant with her new boyfriend. Yeah. Brady just found out a few days ago, and Mike, the quote was that sources say they talk.
Right.
Tom does what's best for the kids. He puts them first, and that's all that matters. But they describe Giselle, and again, this is the tabloids, right. as hot and cold, and Tom is a regular dude. So either way, I just wonder what he said to her.
I did things to her that you could never do.
I don't know. Maybe we'll get Wes Drew Hamster take on this. Is this a revenge baby? Because you don't want to be a revenge baby.
No,
that's going to be an angry childhood.
No, you don't. Hey, let's talk some football with our guy. Hey. What's going on, Wes?
Hey. I'm just here for the Carl Douglas bumper music. That's all.
Great stuff.
Never do any jiu-jitsu, Wes. Maybe perhaps in your college days.
First of all, let's get to the martial. I mean, my goodness, there's a lot of things to get. There are a lot of ways you can go here, and a lot of things to be said here.
Mm.
But Carl's already said it. Oh my, ready?
Hey, let's talk about this win against Tampa before we talk.
Well, you want to talk about Tampa? We're going to go, what are we going to go, UFC somewhere here?
No. We're going to leave that over there. We're going to put that in the corner. Right. We're going to put that in the corner.
I believe she has him in a leg lock.
Whatever works. I was saying when we came on yesterday.
Sure.
We're here, Wes, because of our quarterback. And
I don't think there's a lot of – I don't think that's misguiding anybody. No. I think that, you know, look, we went through 2 years of subpar quarterback play. Some would say really bad quarterback play. Mm. I mean, the numbers are the numbers. After 14 years of pretty good quarterback play, some would say excellent top 10 quarterback play. And we're back in contention again because I still believe, I think I told you guys this, the premium spot in the National Football League is the quarterback. And the guy's been as good as we thought he would be. Have they been perfect? No. And I think that is an awfully encouraging sign for the second half of the season for sure.
And, Wes, to be at the game and watch, you know, this is the place. I mean, one throw that comes to mind is Darnell Mooney. And I heard Arch on the coach's show. They talked about, like, a bench route. And
what's up, Darnell?
Right.
And it was just, you know, the way he drops it in over the defenders. I mean, he's – all the things we saw in Pittsburgh, in the Pittsburgh game was an extension of, you know, not being sure what the offensive coordinator was comfortable with and his injury still not being – he's 100%. So all we got to do now is tighten up the defense, get some sacks on a quarterback. I think we got a team that can do anything.
Sure. I mean, in a perfect world, you know, you start pressuring the quarterback on the opposing side. Your defense is already, even without, you know, according to, you know, without registering a hit on the quarterback or hurry on the quarterback or a sack, certainly. Did you affect the game in the pass game? The answer is yes, because when Tampa went to their bag of tricks play, Jesse Bates had a pick.
Right.
AJ Terrell has a red zone takeaway. I mean, now granted, Atlanta looked like they're trying to put the pin back in the grenade offensively after that possession, but
right. The
idea of getting takeaways and getting them at key moments or when somebody's trying to get an explosive on you is really, I think, well founded with what Jimmy Lake's doing. The added value or the premium, if you will, Mike, to your point, would be to find a way to start pressuring quarterbacks on a regular basis. And I certainly think that's not off the table. It's just a matter of how do they find a way to get it done. I think the other avenue that has developed here in the last two of the last 3 weeks for sure is their ability to run the ball on people. And I'm beginning to look at the numbers on Sunday and thinking, okay, Dallas without DeMarcus Lawrence in the lineup, and look, you're going to get your first word on Micah Parsons tomorrow, but I think he'll probably end up being a game-time decision. That's just my opinion. And if he is or isn't, whether it is, Atlanta's got to try and run the ball on Dallas. I mean, they're 31st in the league, guys. It's that simple. And you want to exploit something you've been doing pretty well. And by the way, I think Zach Robinson has done a phenomenal job of piecing together when it's Tyler, when it's Bijan, sometimes when it's both. You know, and just that light, I think, has really been critical in the last couple of weeks.
I agree. You know, we're at the halfway point, and I always try to say, all right, what were my thoughts going into the season, and what are they now about some of these areas? Zach's done a hell of a job. The Jimmy Lake thing, I think Jimmy's done a really good job, considering we haven't gotten to the quarterback as much as we thought when you talk about our defense. So there's some real positives that we continue to build on. Let me ask you about, you know, the Pitts touchdown. What did you see? Did you think it was? I know you called it as one because it happened in real time, but did you see the same replay that they saw? Because now to find out this pylon thing, you know, no camera in there, it saved us, because I don't know what that would have meant. Maybe they overturned it, but what did you see, Wes, on that whole thing?
Well, I wasn't sure it was going to be a touchdown. When they called it a touchdown on the field, that's when I was like, okay, it's a touchdown on the field, so now it goes to you have to have, you know, indisputable video evidence. And I don't know that they had an indisputable angle, Carl, because of the fact that it was a show that did not have the full complement of cameras like you would have on Monday night or on Sunday night or even the 425 games on Fox or CBS. So that show was limited in cameras, and maybe it helped Atlanta because maybe there would have been another angle where they would have seen exactly what happened at the goal line. Did the ball touch the white before it got knocked loose by Winfield? That would be the question that has to be answered. That's the singular question that has to be answered. And because they didn't have that video, they can't just go ahead and philosophically say, well, there's no chance that broke the line, so it's not a touchdown. I think Atlanta certainly benefited from that fact. But at the same time, too, there have been far numerous times where we haven't benefited from those type things.
Yeah. Right.
So good for us, and you know, let's hope that everybody's learned their lesson in Tampa about tucking the ball away when you go in the end zone. Because remember last year it happened at the other end,
right,
when Desmond Ridder went in.
And Antoine Winfield got him.
Yeah. So let's start thinking about tucking that ball away, boys.
Well,
not hard.
Wes, it's Wes Durham with us, guys. He and Arch will have the call, of course, right here on 92.9 The Game Falcon Radio Network. It's Cowboys. It's, you know, it's a teachable moment. I saw him talking to coach. I saw him talking to some other players and assistants. I was sitting right behind the bench. And look, the good news is, it's all right, yeah, it was a knuckleheaded play, but the good news is this guy's finally using his athleticism and size, and he's becoming a force in the red zone.
Well, he is, and he's having a really good year. I mean, you know, 29 catches, 3 touchdowns. You know, he's already got, you know, a third of his career touchdowns in this season. And I think Kyle is certainly, you know, starting to see the light a little bit in where this is going. You guys mentioned Mooney. I mean, Mooney's already caught now 5 more balls than he caught all last year in Chicago.
What's up, Darnell?
And I give Ryan Pace and Kyle Smith and these guys a lot of credit because, you know, they saw something in Darnell Mooney that where he would fit. And I think when you have a guy who's as explosive and as talented as Drake London is, you can find somebody else to understand what the other side of the bracket's going to look like receiving. You give Mooney a lot of credit, guys. I mean, Darnell's come in here open-minded and made it happen. And I would also say the same thing about a fit for Ray McLeod, too. I think that's important to remember, is McLeod's contributions to this team, not just the special team stuff, but what he does certainly when it comes to making plays in the pass and the run game, for that matter.
So true. All right, Cowboys in town Sunday.
Sure.
We'd be remiss if we didn't talk some college football with you, because we're about to find out what this committee is going to think about these rankings.
Yeah, next Tuesday night of all things.
Yeah, right. I know. It's right, exactly. Everybody's going to be paying attention.
Way to have some gallows humor, CFP. Way to go.
So here's the craziness, right? We're talking about the criteria, okay?
Sure.
Conference championships, head-to-head, strength of schedule, game against common opponents, results against ranked opponents. These are the things we'll be talking about here over the next 6 weeks. But, Wes, I actually think there's a little chaos that might play out here. And I want to get your thoughts on this.
Absolutely.
I think there's a little chaos that might play out with all these one-loss teams. And here's the crazy thing. We're about to be arguing about the one-loss teams that deserved an opportunity to be in this thing.
Well, how about the teams like Pitt that are actually undefeated? I guess they're waiting until they play Clemson to finally give them some love. They're only 18 in these polls.
Well, Pitt plays SMU Saturday night in Dallas. That's a one-loss team in SMU whose only loss is – by five to BYU, and a Pitt team that's undefeated. So somebody's going to take a loss. Now, Pitt and SMU are both undefeated in the ACC. But one thing I would just remind folks about the first playoff poll next Tuesday night, and we can talk about it next week if you want to, is remember the automatics in this deal, the four conference champions and the highest-rated G5, which right now would be Boise State, okay? So then, really, when that poll starts, and you look at that poll for the first time next Tuesday night, remember, the Big 12, the ACC, the Big 10, the SEC champion is an automatic. They're the top four seeds in some order, okay? And then the G5 can go in wherever they're going to be placed in the poll, the highest-rated G5. They would go in, if they're outside of 12, they would go in as 12. Then it becomes a beauty contest in the eye of the committee. And the continual phrase that Rich Clark, the new executive director, uses, and I'm sure that's his charge to the committee when they sit down over the weekend and start sorting this out, is the best team. Now, the best team is a clearly subjective phrase, Carl and Mike, but I think the best team is the thing you have to kind of keep in the back of your mind when you watch this. Look, you got Ohio State, Penn State on Saturday, right? You've got Georgia, Florida on Saturday. You've got, you know, there are other games across the country that are going to factor into this. But you've got to keep in mind the best team idea. Like Iowa State, it's a good football team. Kansas State's a good football team. BYU, it's a good football team. But is it the best team? And that's what the next 5 weeks are going to give us in the college landscape.
Like if an Indiana has one loss, their only loss is to Ohio State, but they have no other, you know, ranked opponent wins on their schedule. I mean, do they make –
I don't know.
That's the thing. Did they make the cut? They might not even play in their conference championship game. But that's
right.
But that's a team which, you know, they're in a Power Five conference. They only got one loss.
Well, and this is another discussion for another time in the month of November. But every conference has a tie-breaking process, Mike.
Right.
If they don't have divisions, so like in the ACC right now, you have Clemson, Miami, Pitt, and SMU all without a loss in conference play. So let's say we end up and remember, SMU does not play either Clemson or Miami. That's why the game Saturday night in Dallas is big. Because if SMU wins the game, they have a legitimate chance to run it out and finish 11-1. And if they do at 11-1, with the only loss being a five-point decision to BYU, and then you have Clemson and Miami, what's that tiebreaker look like? How's that process work? And is it different than the process that might happen in the SEC? And to Carl's point, with three one-loss teams,
right.
Four one-loss teams. How far down the cut line do we have to go to determine the two teams playing in Atlanta? It's a really, really interesting dynamic that we didn't talk about much in the offseason because we're so excited about the 12 teams. I really do believe each individual conference race has got to be – it's going to be fairly compelling. And this is, again, I'll go back to one thing we may have mentioned earlier. We talked about impactful games in the month of November in college football. I think we're going to get them. I really do. I think this is going to turn into just a terrific finish to just get to the conference championship games. Oh, by the way, don't forget Notre Dame. And we'll see what happens in the rest of the way after that.
Right. Again, and by the way, for guys looking at the rankings right now, Carl and Wes, you know, the coaches poll, the AP Top 25, that has no bearing on what these guys
Correct.
Are going to do. Because right now, Alabama wouldn't be in the playoffs right now, by the way.
Yeah, we're throwing that crap in the trash next Tuesday.
Right.
The AP, the coaches poll, the Dukes and Bell, hey man, top 25, that crap goes in the trash next week.
Yeah, and I'm glad.
We just signed that deal. How dare you, Wes?
Because I want to see where the committee is. Hey man, we got to run. Great stuff as always. Have a great call Sunday against them Cowboys. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, guys. Take care. Be well. Thanks.
Wes Durham,
by the voice. Is it sexist if we do those in-game promos that you hear when you're on the radio?
Yeah.
Because Bobby Hebert comes in and goes, you know, we play those cowgirls. Cowgirls don't want to get no pressure. They don't want to handle no physicality.
You want to do that?
Well, but then if you get someone going to get in trouble, you're going to be called sexist. You know what I was thinking? I mean, Bobby, no one's going to call Bobby that. Plus, he's in Louisiana.
They are kind of playing that way, though.
I'm just saying, should we adopt cowgirls this week in preparation?
They are kind of playing that way. Just saying. Hey, Oren's in today. He's doing all the things. He's got Yeah Man, No Man filling in for Chris. Stay right there. It's Dukes and Bell. It is Dukes and Bell. We got a lot more to get to if you're just tuning in. Where you been?
Lay it on me, homeboy.
Well, we got some stuff, man, that we got to talk about. We've been talking about sacks. We've been talking about these Cowboys coming to town on Sunday. Mike and I will be at Flowery Branch tomorrow talking to Coach Ra, and we'll have player interviews as well, so you don't want to miss that. And we will get a chance to talk to Drew Butler coming up here in about 10 minutes. But we got to talk to our man, Big O. He is in today. He's doing all the things as Turtle has got the night show. Let's get to Yeah Man, No Man. All right, Turtle's not here. Big O is, and I understand that you might have something to talk about today.
Oh, do I, Carl Dukes? during the break, a little preoccupied, had a bit of a phone call with a lovely wife of mine. No, it's all good, all good. I remember a conversation we had a few months back where I came to work a little bit tired.
Yeah.
You know, it was a process that was happening, and things were going on. And
trying to get preggers again?
Trying to get preggers. Well, lovely wife is 12 weeks.
Hey! Hey! Congratulations. So, as we say on the show, and you are the father.
Thank God. Hey, man, we are just having babies like crazy over here.
So yeah, I got the first ultrasound photo. Looking at it right now, healthy baby. Wife, you got to hear the heartbeat today.
Got a cannoli on, or are you gonna have a girl?
We do not know yet. Asked wifey, I was like, hey, you know, can you patch me in during the ultrasound? It was like, yeah, they used the method that was a bit more invasive this time.
Okay.
So yeah, not so much that no, but yeah,
got congratulations.
Yeah, man, so, we love you, bro. Joy.
May 13th, guys. May 13th.
Oh my goodness,
that's it's beautiful. I got to tell you, little man's gonna be a little bit upset. You know, he's getting all the attention right now.
He does. Huh? He recognizes, though. I think something's going on because we're kind of hitting like, hey, buddy, there's a baby in mommy's belly. He can say big brother. I don't know if he understands what big brother means.
Yeah, so cute.
But he understands that he's going to. He understands the words big brother, just maybe not know what it means.
All right. Yeah. I love it, man. I love the fact that you guys are, growing the family. I know it's something we had talked about, and you said, yeah, I'd love to, but, you know, timing is everything. And so the timing for you guys is perfect. Congratulations to you and your wonderful wife. Mm. And it's big news, and we can't wait to see the new one. Can't wait.
Thank you very much,
guys. Yeah,
man. We'll continue on the baby conversation here because we talked earlier about one Tom Brady and Giselle and Joaquin. And
I do things to her you could never do.
Well,
you know, I'm double jointed as a jiu-jitsu instructor.
You mentioned earlier that they had the conversation, Carl, Brady and Giselle, about this. And Brady's cool, I guess. And Giselle told him before she told everybody else. Mr. Brady went to Instagram this morning.
Oh.
And he did some posting.
Uh-oh.
This was the song he used in an Instagram story. Landslide by Fleetwood Mac. And he posted two photos of a sunset.
Oh.
And those two photos had the caption, "Oh, mirror in the sky, what is love?" And also, where's the second photo here?
I'm trying to get the meaning of this, Carl.
Can the child within my heart rise above.
Ooh.
So, Yeah Man, No Man.
Wow.
Is Tom Brady going through something?
Wow.
Right,
that's, you know, that's like Aaron Rodgers' level of cryptic right there. Holy moly.
Can the child within my heart rise above?
Here's
what's, it's a landslide.
Here's what's crazy. Okay. So, I think, all right, my interpretation is yes, he's going through it. And the reason is, and by the way, he picked his first love over his second.
All right.
His first love was football.
Absolutely.
His second was her. And he didn't want to end what she wanted him to end at the time he wanted to end it. Right. With that said, Mike.
And she was under the impression made by him that he was going to end it. So it was like
It was time when he quit. Right.
So, Big O, to me, this is him really fighting the the emotions of how he should be handling this. Mm-hmm. The sunset means, you know what that means? It truly is over. If he had any hope
right.
of maybe getting back with her at this point. She's about to be raising a new child. It ain't happening.
All right, I'm going to differ with Carl. I think it's complete BS. He's fronting because at his age right now, you think he wants to have a kid? He's out there stooping supermodels and having fun all over the world, Carl. So I would say that this is a pretend. That I mean, yes, he's going to try to act like he doesn't give a crap at this point.
He doesn't care?
He doesn't care.
I can do things to her that you've never done.
He doesn't care?
The world is Tom Brady's oyster, for crying out
loud. It has been.
You want to have a baby at age 44? We just talked about the joyful experience, and Oren's a much younger man.
Yeah.
As is his lovely wife.
No, no, listen.
It's not on your plate.
Oh, no, trust me. I've got friends who are having kids. Most people are having kids later in life. It's just what it is.
It's happening nowadays.
Yeah. You're freezing your eggs. You're doing all these different things. Bottom line is, at 44, I'm with you, Mike. I mean, it's a different world to be a father. But I will say this. Tom Brady still has a special place in his heart for Giselle.
Can the child within my heart rise above?
Nah,
come on.
I'm saying it's all fugazi. I think he's full of it. I think he's posting it. He's fronting it. That's what he's doing.
Okay. Mirror in the sky. Yeah.
Now he's
what
putting
is
on,
love?
Perhaps putting on a brave face. I mean, seriously.
What is love? What is mirror in the sky? Yeah. What is love?
Oh, mirror in the sky. What is love?
The sunset. I mean,
this almost sounds like, you know, like Cyrano.
So many messages.
Like Tom Brady or Cyrano de Bergerac, and he's feeding this line to some guy under some chick's balcony. It's, what the hell?
There's so many
the
messages.
Sunset, though. Yeah. Yeah, the sunset and the two photos, and then. Right. Landslide.
I'm gonna say that's what the deal is, because if he comes out and just says it, right, everybody right. freaks out. By doing it this way, again, everybody has their different interpretation. Then you can take it wherever you want to go.
But you know what Stevie Nicks mumbles in the song? You know, I took my love and I took it down. So I would just say, why don't you just say, have a sunset or whatever, sunrise, and say, so happy for my. I don't know. Is it too perfunctory to say happy for my ex-wife
and
best of luck?
Mike, who says that?
Got Tom Brady.
But seriously, like who says that? Well, I've got friends all the time. They go, oh, we're still best of friends. They're not posting about them, though.
No, you're not.
There's a different. This is different. For somebody to say, oh, yeah, you know, I have a great relationship with my ex-wife. And many of you are listening right now. You're not posting about her.
Oh, mirror in the sky. What is love?
And I've been praying to changing. Because I built my life around you.
I'm just saying.
Sorry, my Stevie Nicks has morphed into Bob Dylan, but I'm excited about that movie.
You told me that looks good. You told me that looks good. That's where I'm going on. Listen, nobody knows, but we'll hopefully figure it out soon.
Or is his ego so big that he thought that this was just a phase and she was going to eventually grow out of this?
Oh, it was a phase already.
It was a sex phase.
Stretch
hot
left.
Brazilian nookie phase.
Stretch
it's about
right.
To be a longer phase there, yes.
You see where my leg is.
Guy's younger than him, too.
Yeah, and knows more jiu-jitsu than him.
Well, it's not like Tom's going to walk up on him.
I hope not.
I mean, come on.
Different set of problems.
Yeah. It's you not like all, Tom's going to walk up on him.
You can do all
dude.
That TB training in the world. You ain't beating that guy.
No, I mean, come
not
on.
Not a chance. And on that note, guys, let's go hang it out of here.
It's like a movie where he goes, you know I train for a living. This is a crazy, fun, wacky story, isn't it?
Right.
And now, I didn't know Brady posted.
That's, mirror in the sky. Yeah, what is right. love?
It takes it to
another
level.
He had a kid with Bridget Monaghan.
He did.
Yeah.
That was his first child.
Yep.
Yeah. But she didn't have his heart.
I don't know. Can I be honest with you? Can I just say something just to wrap this up?
And yeah.
Just my two cents. We all know she's very obviously a supermodel. I've never thought that Gisele Bündchen was as this gorgeous be-all, end-all that some people make her out to be. I think, like, a lot of supermodels, they all kind of become interchangeable
after a
while.
You calling her interchangeable? You calling her superficial? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know. She's always got a mug on. Yeah. I don't know what's going on.
Well, I told you.
But I've never been. Of all the pantheon of supermodels, I would put her at, like, number 10.
The tabloids were saying she can be, and again, I don't know. I've never met her. Hot and cold. Brady's described as a normal dude.
Right.
Either way.
She's a killer as a business person.
Oh.
She makes a fortune.
Oh, she's murdering it. All right. I was going to say something else about the jiu-jitsu, dude, but I'm going to leave it alone. Dog reports coming up. Our man Drew Butler is going to join us. Drew from the Steakhouse. We'll talk about the dogs. What did Kirby say? What's wrong with Carson Beck? Stay right there.
She's no Tyra Banks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.